Net for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Episode in the battle between good and evil, between truth and lies. We are here today to expose a little bit of the truth and expose some of the lies in the process. This is Tom Cryer. This is the Lie Free Zone. No lies are allowed here. If you're calling in with a lie, if you're an Internal Revenue Service agent, don't call here because you'll have to speak the truth, and you wouldn't like that. So, what are we going to do today? Let's talk about a lot of stuff, whatever you want to talk about, for one thing. One of the things I want to talk about is the upcoming Sherry Jackson trial coming on Monday. I just visited a few minutes ago with Jeff Dickstein, who is down there to assist Larry and his defense of Sherry. We're going to be talking about the coverage that we're going to provide, the Truth Attack's going to provide down there, and of course her webpage is going to be providing updates. So you'll be able to stay current on the developments. And we also want to talk today about some of the problems that are being caused by some of the tactics that are employed by the Internal Revenue Service, for which there's really no legal basis, and get your input on some of those, and maybe your experience on some of those. And so if you want to contribute to today's program, if you want to get in and ask a question, make a comment, make a suggestion, give us a recipe for your version of red beans and rice or duck gumbo, then give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. Bearing in mind, of course, I was kidding about the recipes. We've got too much good stuff to deal with that. Besides that, I know how to cook all those things already. So if you've got something on your mind, you are my favorite guest on this program, and you are what this is all about. So give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. Sherry Jackson's trial coming up Monday morning. Gary Thomason, who is my sponsor, manager. He is president, holds office of president of Truth Attack. And he was instrumental in the planning of the web page and the carrying out of the Truth Attack campaign plan that I presented back in March to the respective tax honesty groups, and who all got behind it and have helped to push groups like John Kottmeyer's Save a Patriot Fellowship, Paymon Motaheda, and his Freedom Law School. You've got Joe Bannister is behind this project, Truth Attack, with his Freedom Above Fortune. He consistently and regularly forwards out what the news on Truth Attack and encourages participation. Another group that has been very supportive of the Truth Attack campaign is Free Enterprise Society, Steve Hempling. And I just got back from a conference in Sacramento where both Larry Beecraft and I were speakers, and had a terrific time. It was a fantastic conference. If you missed it, you missed one of the better ones. There was not one. I guess I would have to say, well, I was probably the weakest link in the chain, but everybody else was a great public speaker. And we just had a blast. Everybody was learning things right and left. Everybody was having a good time. The mood in these particular conferences is beginning to improve. People are beginning to realize that we're getting some legal horsepower behind this movement, that we're getting some credibility in the public. Truth Attack now is starting to take this out to the general mainstream public. All these things are adding up. All these things are kicking in to gear, and they're letting people know, hey, we can win this. And the fact is, we can. We just all have to get together and push. We have to do whatever we can to make everybody know the lie, because the best way to destroy a lie, the best way to expose a con artist, is to expose the lie and let the victim know that he's being conned. Let the victim know that he's being taken. And although we might think that the government is a lot bigger than we are, and although the government has made it very clear that it is not afraid of any one of us, the fact is that their reaction to people like me, to people like Sherry Jackson, to people like Larkin Rose, to people like Irwin Schiff, who would dare to speak the truth, tells you just exactly how terrified they are that the truth will get out into the mainstream of the public, and that people will begin to realize that they're being taken, that they're being ripped off, that a law that was never applied to them or meant to apply to them is being used to steal their hard-earned money. What they have given up part of their life, part of their work lifespan, and certainly their sweat, labor, and effort to earn, not just receive, to earn for themselves and their families. And that top is what hurts. But we're going to be right back here in just a few minutes, and give us a call, 1-800-313-9.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back. This is Tom Cryer. This is the Live Free Zone. We're talking about, among other things, the Sherry Jackson trial. I wanted to get into some of the differences, of course, that we're going to see in that trial. I've talked to Larry. We've discussed the case on numbers of occasions. And this morning, as I indicated, I've visited with Jeff Dickstein, who is down there to provide moral support and assistance to Larry on an as-needed basis. Too many cooks can spoil the soup, but many hands make light work. And so, when you have a couple of masterminds like those two, each one can contribute to the other, and they know how to not salt the soup twice. They know what they're doing. And so Sherry's in good hands. I also was encouraged that the court does not seem to be taking an extremely hostile stance toward Sherry. That's a very encouraging thing, something that I would have liked to have had. But nonetheless, we prevailed nonetheless. And That trial down there is going to last the better part of the week. Unlike in our case, the government is planning on spending about at least 2.5 or so days presenting witnesses showing that Sherry had, quote, income. And this, they presume that once they show somebody receives money, that everybody knows that everything that comes in is income, right? Do you know that? I don't know that. I know that whatever comes in is gross receipts. And it may be the result of a conversion of capital or labor. Maybe it was a gift. Maybe it was a loan. But it came in. That doesn't make it income. So the one of the differences that we're going to see in this particular trial is that the government's case is going to take a little bit longer. But what I understand it from what I have seen, oh, Sherry, I've never had the privilege of meeting the lady. I looked forward to meeting her in Sacramento last weekend. I thought that that would be, she was scheduled to speak there, but because of preparation for her trial, she probably made a prudent determination on what her priorities were. And she elected to stay at Atlanta and prepare, continue to work on her preparations for her trial. But so I didn't get a chance to meet her, but I've seen her on video a number of times. I've watched her videos. She is an extremely articulate lady. She's very bright. And most of all, she comes across as being very, very real. She's credible. you know that whenever you listen to somebody like that, that they're telling you exactly what they believe, exactly what they think. She's just a very real, honest, straightforward person. And that comes across to a jury. So there's hope here. There is hope that even though we're not talking about a level playing field, even though we're not talking about a fair trial, and even though we're talking about having to convince a jury that she doesn't know something that they have known all their lives, that there is hope in this particular instance, because she is going to make a very, very formidable witness in her own defense. So if you've got any comments, questions about that particular case or others, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. I had the privilege of filling in for Larry this morning. We had a couple of great callers in on that particular one-hour program between 9 and 10. I also promised on that show to play a song and play DJ, and I understand we now have that up and ready to run, and I'm going to put that on here in just a little while. We'll have to wait for it because it's worth waiting for. But neat, a gentleman named Ralph Harrison in Denver, Colorado. Very, very talented fellow. He's been making, writing songs, producing songs, producing sound bites, producing material, music for many, many years. And started out years ago with some of the protest and some of the, I won't call it protest necessarily, but resistance type of musical themes. And, you know, I've heard some of his stuff, and particularly this song that he has given us to use on the program. And I just think it is fantastic. We're going to play it in a little while, but that's just a tease just to keep you listening. But if in the meantime you want to jump on in here, 1-800-313-9443. Now, for the educational aspect of today's program, you know, we try to talk about something in general terms. You can't be specific because not every principle applies to every case. But I want to talk, you know, we've talked about the taxing authority in the past. We talked about McCulloch v. Maryland and how in order for the government to tax something, this subject of this tax must be within its taxing authority. McCulloch held that the taxing authority is coextensive with the sovereignty from which it flows, that it's incident to the sovereignty. Well, we've got a very limited sovereignty area when it comes to the federal government, because the federal government, unlike a state government, federal government can only do that which we tell it it can do. Whereas in most sovereignties, the sovereign can do anything we didn't tell it it couldn't. Now that may sound a little bit confusing at first, but when you map it out, you realize that being able to do anything that's not prohibited is a lot bigger authority than only being able to do those few things that we listed out that you're permitted to do. So the sovereignty of the federal government is somewhat limited. That means its taxing authority is also somewhat limited. We also talked about the fact that the way that you determine whether or not it's within the sovereignty is to ask one of two questions and see if it applies. First one is, does this subject exist because the government says so by its authority? If it doesn't exist because the government said it exists, then that doesn't apply. It's not under sovereignty for that. The other is it introduced? Does it happen because the government grants its permission? So do you work or do you have labor because the government says that you have labor? Do you have a skill because the government said you have a skill? Did it give you that skill? Did it create it? I don't think so. Well, what about permission? Do you need the government's permission to go out and work for a living? No, no. And that brings us right into the next step. The Supreme Court has decided that, that the right to earn a living, to go out and earn that living, is a fundamental right that you were born with. So we get back, we'll pick up on that note in just a few minutes. Continue on from there.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Back up, buddy. We've got the live free zone is up. The light is on. And we were talking about the right to earn a living as a fundamental right. Now, one of the very first callers on this program, and I had Larry B. Craft as a guest on, and the very first caller of that particular program asked, "What were our did our constitutional rights come from the Constitution?" And both Larry and I had to point out that no, we don't obtain any rights in the Constitution. We don't have constitutional rights. Our rights come from our Creator. We have fundamental rights. Remember the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal and are endowed with certain inalienable rights by their Creator. And whatever what the Constitution does is gives us a right to push the government back away from our fundamental rights. It prohibits the government from interfering in those rights or abridging them. So one of the rights that we have is the under the classic Declaration of Independence language, right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that right to pursuit of happiness leaves a lot of room for debate. But the Supreme Court has eliminated from debate the question of whether part of that right to pursue happiness includes the right to earn a living. And the Supreme Court and Butchers Union held that a man's labor or a woman's labor is property. It's property, just like your bicycle or your automobile or your home. It's property that you own and nobody else does. And that property is what you give in exchange for your wages and your earnings. But it's going a step farther than that. It said that the right to earn a living through your own labor is a fundamental right, because that's part of the right to pursue happiness. That if you didn't have the right to control your own labor, and the right to go out and work and convert that labor and skill into a living and a standard of living for you and your family, then you would be hemmed in to the point where you didn't really have any control over how you pursued happiness in your life. So those are beyond the governing authority. And of course, this was confirmed by a Supreme Court case that came out of my hometown, Lake Charles American Press. Grosjean, the American Press. Larry called it Grosjean, now he calls it Grosjean, which is French for Big John. Grosjean versus American Press, the Supreme Court held that you can't tax the exercise of a fundamental right. It's not going to happen. They're not going to do it. That's beyond your right to do, because if you can tax a fundamental right, you destroy it. And you don't have a right to tax anything that you don't have a right to destroy. They can't even abridge that right, let alone destroy it. So certainly they can't tax it. And that's basically the in a nutshell, why your personal earnings were not included in the definition of income. That's why your personal earnings are not included in the code as taxable income. It only says income derived from your compensation for services, but you can't derive income from that. And even if you did, it also, the code and regulations tell us that you should exclude from gross income anything that is exempt in whole or in part. Since your personal earnings are the result of the exercise of your right, your God-given right to earn a living, then they are beyond the taxing authority. Therefore, they are what the Supreme Court calls exempt. Take those out of your gross earnings, gross income. What income do you have left? Do the math. Am I telling you not to file a tax return? No. No. I'm telling you, stay out of the cave if you can. If you're already in the cave, then you've got to get out here and work with us to make sure we slay that beast together before the beast finds you in his cave. But no, I'm not telling anybody to stop paying taxes or to stop filing returns. Not everybody's equipped to go and enter into that kind of part of the battle. If you're equipped, you feel like you've got the qualifications, you've got what you need to work with, you've got the means, then by all means jump in here and fight. But if not, stay out of the cave. Go ahead and file the taxes. Consider it a payment for keeping your head attached so that you can continue to fight and take this beast down. Now, I believe we've got a caller. We'll get him started before the break. But Steve in California, how are you doing, Steve?
I'm okay. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great.
Okay, I'm not sure if you remember me or not, but I had donated money to get the CD with the Notorious Notebook, and I went by the call sign of Albatross. You gave me I think you quoted the Curse of the Mariners in your response email. Anyway, the question I had for you was, yeah, now you remember, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink.
Not a drop to drink.
Anyway, the question was, how are we doing with getting the court transcripts? I'm sort of like frothing at the mouth to see that.
Oh, man, you missed the update, apparently, Steve.
I guess I did.
Yep, we had an update that went out early on. The transcript was out and it's posted. You can go to truthattack.org, yep. Click on downloads, and It's posted there.
Okay.
For free download.
Okay, I have one other question for you too. Sounds like a break's coming up.
All right, well, hold on to us and don't hang up. We're going to be going into a break here in just a second, and when we get back, we'll address your question.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Like every time we turn around, you know, we've got these breaks. But, you know, if it weren't for these breaks, we wouldn't have RBN. RBN is one of the few outlets where you can get the truth. You're not going to get this in the mainstream media, folks. And so if you get a chance, support these sponsors and support RBN. You can do that by calling RBN or writing them or getting on their website and making a donation. To help keep this network up and running, to keep the truth out, because that's the only way we're going to defeat a lie, is with the truth. Now, we were talking to Steve before the break, and Steve, before we get into your question, I want to ask you, did you get your Notorious Notebook?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
All right. For those who are not familiar with what Steve is talking about, I don't like talking on inside jokes or inside lines. So let me just explain that, if you don't mind, for a second, Steve.
Go ahead.
During the course of my trial, The judge was very upset at the conclusion of my testimony, and he wasn't sure what to do. He did know that I had had a major impact on the jury. But he noted that I had a notebook of notes, and these were excerpts from statutes, from training manuals, from the Internal Revenue Manual, excerpts, head pages and quote pages from Supreme Court cases, other authorities, statutes, regulations, and sitting in front of me that I could refer to be sure that I didn't misquote something. And he didn't permit me to read any of that, so most of the time the notebook sat there and it didn't get touched. Fortunately, I was able to remember most of the quotes because I, you know, have one of those photographic what-you-call-its. And what he did, though, was in order to try to aid the prosecution, he ordered me to turn that notebook over to the government so he could study it overnight before cross-examining me the following morning, hoping that they would find some way to gain some purchase. The result was, and of course Larry looked at me, and I guess kind of grinned. I didn't give him an objection signal, and he didn't object, and we both gladly handed it over to the government. What it did was it totally took the wind out of his sails, because it showed that everything that I had said was exactly right, verbatim. And it also had an outline of my testimony where I had said, save this for cross-examination. And there were about 5 or 6 points there that I knew that they were going to come after me on. And each one of those, I had a trap set. Well, the prosecutor was smart enough to know that I wouldn't have saved those for cross-examination if I didn't have something, a trap door underneath each one of them. And as it turned out, I had about a 10 or 15 minute cross-examination. Well, that notebook became known as a notorious notebook. And in order to raise money to pay for the transcript to post on the website, a Truth Attack, somebody suggested we offer that notebook as a gift for a $50 donation. And if we get 32 people to do that, we'd have the $1,600 it would take to pay for the transcript. Well, there we go. We did it. And out of that $1,600, we managed to raise about $7,000 of that $1,600 to pay for that transcript. So if you want a copy of that notorious notebook, it is still being offered as a gift for any contribution to Truth Attack or to Lie Free Zone, for that matter, of $50 or more. Just be patient with us, because we are not Sears and Roebuck, and we do the best that we can to get things in and out as fast as we can. But the CD has a scanned copy of the entire Notorious Notebook. There's a table of contents that identifies each and every single item. There's a thumbnail that takes you to that item. All you do is click on the number of the document. And in addition to that, the full text of all of the Supreme Court cases that are cited there are also included on the CD. So that I just wanted to explain that. Steve, now you had a question.
Actually, there's a point I was going to make. I've been following the tax honesty movement for the better part of 2 years, and I first caught wind of your case. I was on it even before I went to trial. It was, certainly exhilarating seeing that you won and everything. I was like, wow, this is great. But one thing I've been doing is I've been sort of looking at case law or cases involving taxation or laws and whatnot, or the codes and regulations thereof. One of the things I think hasn't been sort of mentioned in your show, I've been listening almost every one of them, is the fact the reason why people keep getting sort of sucked into the system is because they're sort of forced to sign into it. We're talking your W-4s or W-9s, and therefore, and this is of course the damning evidence, is when the company you work for sends information returns. Part of the problem is breaking that chain. Now, of course, almost any company you go work for, I mean, they aren't going to hire you unless you're willing to sign one of those forms. That's part of the problem, fight that fight. But if you read in the CFR, that's the Code of Federal Regulations, Section 26, even in their own IRC, which is Internal Revenue Code, it states that they can request the number. Nowhere does it say requires or demands the number. I forgot what reg number it was, but it's just things like that, that are buried deep within that, multi-thousand-page document called the CFR, or IRC, actually, sorry, Internal Revenue Code, that things like that are clearly stated. So, you know, an employer demands a number or won't hire you unless you sign a W-4 or W-9, that in itself is illegal. And, you know, and unfortunately, we sort of get suckered into it, and it goes back generations. I mean, my dad signed W-4s. My grandfather signed W-4s in order to be hired. That started, you know, after the, I guess, founding of the IRS and the, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head, and that is probably their most valuable tool. Is they're having created this myth that employer must require a Social Security number and a W-4 from an employee. A W-4 is a withholding agreement. It authorizes the employee to take money out of your pay. Yep. Think of it as an allotment if you're in the military, or even some companies allow allotments where you can go in and tell payroll, you're allowed to take the money out of my paycheck and send it to my mortgage company for my house.
Well, some small cases or very few cases, you're actually required to, depending on the circumstances, if you're a foreign corporation, et cetera, or
that's
working
right.
for a foreign corporation. But the point is that for the rest of us, it's voluntary. And, you know, the companies read it as mandatory, and that's part of the problem. We sort of sign ourselves up for it. That's, it's sort of something that's not been really focused on or hit on. I just want to make sure that,
But if you were to refuse to do that, and the government, I mean, and the employer were to say, "Oh, okay," well, all they need to do is to state that, well, we asked this employee for his
waiver.
Social Security number. We asked him for a W-4 and he refused. So, and they're off the hook.
Yep, but they don't do it.
they are afraid of the IRS, just like everybody else is. People ask me, for example, why aren't more lawyers out here in the fighting the IRS? It's because they're just as afraid as anybody else.
Yep.
But the key is with the withholding issue is that by getting their hands on your money before you owe them anything, you are forced to come to them to get any of it back.
That's right.
They are holding your pay as ransom.
Yeah, and you're waiving your rights when you sign that form, too, because now they can audit you and do whatever they want and say
That's
whatever
right.
they think you owe them.
Here's another problem that you've got, and this ties into one of the opening things that we talked about in the show, and that is some of the practices that the IRS is engaging in that we need to develop countermeasures for.
Yeah.
One of the things that they're doing is if the IRS doesn't like the way you filled out your W-4, they send a directive to the employer and saying disregard that withholding agreement, and you will withhold from this person as single and zero. Marital status single. Dependents zero, maximum withholding on this particular employee, and send
sort of
us
a lien
his money.
In a way.
Now that is not a lien; that's a seizure. A lien just says I'm first in line on it against this property. I'm the first one in line. If anybody gets to seize it, it'll be me first, or me second if I'm behind somebody. But it ranks me. A lien it merely ranks me on standing in line to get to that property. The mortgage company with the first mortgage, he's the first in line. And the only time that number two gets anything is if there's something left over.
Yeah.
But that's all a lien is. But taking the money out of your paycheck, that's a seizure. And what I'm looking at, the way I look at that, is that that's a levy of your wages when you don't even owe them any money. When they issue an order or a directive to an employer to deduct money from your paycheck, suppose I were to write a letter saying, Steve owes me $100. Please withhold $10 a week out of his paycheck until my $100 is paid back. Thank you very much, Tom Cryer.
Yes.
They'd laugh at me. There's no way they'd do that. But the IRS comes in, the 800-pound gorilla, and they say, you're going to start withholding out of Steve's paycheck maximum.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Tell you otherwise. Now that's just as much a taking. It's just as much a taking. There's no court order. There's no due process. There's not even a debt owed. They don't have you on the book for a penny. You're only being withheld just in case you owe a tax. So, you know, you you hit the nail on the head on two of them. Number one is that by getting your money in advance, they're forcing you to come and deal to get some of it back.
Yeah.
They've kidnapped your money. And now for you to get it back from them, you've got to agree for them to keep a certain percentage of that.
And you're wide open with no rights.
Don't you know the Corleones would love to have had something like that?
Yep.
So that's nothing but theft. And something has to be, there has to be a remedy for that somewhere. And there has to be a way to stop that. And that's one of the reasons that we the people was attacking the withholding myth of the government. And was because they knew that that was the heart and soul of their scam, is that they get you to file a return. And when you file a return, what you're doing is you're waiving your exemption of your earnings. Your exempt status is being waived because there's no place in that form to say, I'm exempt.
Exactly.
But there is a place in that W-4 for you to say exempt. The only problem is that when you do, they turn around and instruct the employer to withhold single and zero. And that's a seizure.
That's a good point you brought up, the fact is that all the employer has to do is when I say, no, I'm not going to offer you that, or no, I'm not, I don't see myself being liable for the income tax, I'm not going to sign this, all they had to do, and it's in the same code, it's in actually the same section, in the exact same paragraph, that all
that's
the employer has to do is submit an affidavit. And, you know, it's there in black and white, in their own IRC, Internal Revenue Code.
And you're scared. But they're not only are they afraid, but they're not willing to put their neck on a line for your money.
Yeah.
To them, they don't care who they pay as long as they don't have to pay it twice. Now, that's where you might have the solution. One of the solutions may be to sue the employer. But again, it's a good way to get fired.
Yeah.
but they can't fire the IRS. They can fire you.
Yeah.
And so
that's part of the problem. The reason why this beast is out of control is the fact that we have terrified and complacent employers, not just employees.
Yeah.
I use the term because I don't think employees actually applies legally to the argument of taxation in this sense, because we're talking U.S. citizens working within the United States. But yeah.
Right. And earned here. Not our earnings don't cross international lines or out of the territories for the most part. Unless you're Sunkist, but if you're Sunkist tuna, you've got a senator in San Francisco that'll take care of you and make sure that you get to hire people for $3 an hour. But that's another matter. Nevertheless, that's what we have to do. We need to keep digging till we find something to do with that, Steve. It's a great call. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Enjoy
Bye-bye.
That notorious notebook. Do what?
I also downloaded the trial summary, so I'm looking at that right now.
Fantastic. Well, have a good time.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve. Now we got Larry in New Jersey. Hello, Larry. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. What an honor to talk to the great Tommy Crier.
Come on now. You're making me feel bad.
Well, I'll tell you, you have definitely put my faith back into attorneys, because I have always rated them lower than low. But God bless you. It's certainly good feeling to know that there are attorneys out there that are actually fighting for the rule of law.
Well, I've always said that 99% of the attorneys give all the rest of us a bad name.
I think you're right.
I might be, because... But there are. I'm going to have to be fair with attorneys. Most of them do have a desire to support the rule of law, and most of them are committed to the Constitution. But most of them, though, are preoccupied with making a living, of getting out there competing with too many lawyers and too many ill-equipped attorneys and too many ill-equipped judges. And so when the old expression down here is, when you're up to your butt in alligators, it's hard to remember that you came to drain the swamp. And but whenever their attention is called to a genuine constitutional issue, most of them will rise to the occasion. They'll rise to the need. It's just in this particular area, they're frightened as everybody else is.
I wish there was more. I really do. I have got just a couple things. I have got a constitution annotated in front of me, and I wanted to run something by you and see if you could comment on it. In the introduction of the Constitution annotated, it states a passing glance will suffice that the operations of due process clause of Article of Amendment 5, and it goes on to say that that all you have to do is consult in these pages to be persuaded that even the Constitution is no exception to the maxim inter arma silent leges. And I'd like you to comment on that, and also, if you don't mind, in Amendment 13, it speaks specifically that neither slavery or involuntary servitude, except as punishment for crime, et cetera, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to, quote, their jurisdiction. And when I go to Amendment 14, it speaks of subject to the jurisdiction and any person within its jurisdiction. Can you tell me if there is a difference between those two and whether or not the war powers play an effect on this in our system of law today?
Boy, you've given me a doozy today. And unfortunately, we're coming up on a break where I can pull up my Constitution and take a look at what you're talking about during the break. If you'll hold over for the side of the break, I'll try to give you at least a brief answer when we get back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
and welcome back to My Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We are talking with Larry in New Jersey, who has just posed a mega question concerning the Constitution, and in particular the 13th and 14th Amendments. And he's talking about jurisdiction. Okay. There are several jurisdictions referred to in those two amendments. If you remember right, you go back and you look at the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, those aren't directed at the states. The states can do those things under the Bill of Rights alone. They didn't apply to the states. They only applied to what the federal government could do and could not do. For example, it could be argued that even today, even after the 14th Amendment, that a state has a right to establish a church, because that's a prohibition. That's not a protection of a right. So that prohibition wouldn't carry forward because of the 14th. The 14th Amendment, made through a due process clause, made, in effect, the Bill of Rights applicable to the states. The states then had to obey and respect the fundamental rights that were protected by the Bill of Rights. When you're talking about their jurisdiction up in the 13th Amendment, they're talking about the states' jurisdictions within the United States. Now, you know, when they were saying within the United States, they're talking about within the physical geographic boundaries of the states that comprise America, or the United States of America. So, in other words, they're talking about their jurisdiction, the jurisdiction of each state. And within that period, or within that area, slavery cannot be permitted, except in punishment of crime and voluntary servitude. So that's what they're talking about on that jurisdiction. The other is born, naturalized of the United, in the United States, and subject to the jurisdiction, shall be citizens of the United States and of the state where they reside. Now, that indicates a different type of United States that they're talking about. There they are talking about the United States of America as a single country, and of each state that makes it up. So you're talking about multiple jurisdictions there again. And then when you're talking about its jurisdiction, toward the end of that particular paragraph, they're saying that whatever one you're talking about, whether you're talking about your case in the state of New Jersey, or in my case in the state of Louisiana, or in the case of anyone within the jurisdiction of the United States, which would include territories, then all of these prohibitions apply and the right to equal protection. Now, I'm having to cram through that because we are in a short segment of the show here. But did that answer the question, or did I make it worse?
I think you made it worse, because I've read Twining v. New Jersey and Elk v. Wilkins clearly states that those provisions of the Bill of Rights are not available in this state, or any other state for that matter. So the Bill of Rights essentially was just simply available to U.S. citizens, from what I understand, according to the case.
Well, you're fine from the 14th that now, instead of the citizenship of the U.S. being determined by the state citizenship, it's a joint determination now. It's not like it was original. That did change that. And we're going to wrap this out up, but stay with us next hour, because we are going to play that song that I promised you guys and you gals. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes on the Live Free Zone.